We're now joined by Coach Matt Simmons. Time to talk Perry Lecompton boys basketball. The Cause, with the record right now of 8 wins and 7 losses and a win and a loss here in the last week, had the game against Jeff West, the guys' game last Friday night, Coach, win 44-34, and a lower scoring game, but a good 10-point win for your team the second time through. What do you remember looking back to that game, I guess, and what you felt like was kind of the difference or what your team did well?
Yeah, we struggled to score the basketball in that game. The shots weren't falling. Our offense wasn't clicking. We struggled to make the right pass and make the right play in that game. And but at the end of the day, we held them, you know, to a lower score as well. So we can say at least our defense was there. And that's kind of what we try to hang our hat on. And, you know, we have a goal of trying to hold teams under 55 points every game. And we've done a pretty good job of that, you know, throughout this year. And so we know that there's going to be games where it's not falling or someone's playing well and you still got to get it done on the defensive end. So we try to get it done one way or the other. And we kind of made a run there in the fourth quarter to make it a 10-point win. But it was a lot closer than that throughout the whole game.
Well, it was your third win in 4 games with only a loss to an undefeated Valley Falls team in your tournament championship there at Oskaloosa. But back to the Big 7 league this week, Coach. Tuesday night, falling to Royal Valley is not only the top team in the league, but number one in the state, 59-36. What can you, I guess, learn, or what do you hope your team kind of gets out of a game competing against one of the best like that?
Yeah, you know, I think we've played 7 or 8 ranked opponents this year. And so, you know, the number one team coming in, we should have known we're going to have to give it our best shot. And they just came in and imposed their will. They're clicking on all cylinders right now. That's a really special group. To be the number one team in 3A, you know, is not easy, and they've earned that. They're, you know, 6'4", 6'5", all over the place. Their role players do exactly what they need to do. You know, it's kind of a group that seems that they've grown up together. A lot of those guys play in the summer, and, you know, they've got some big goals, and they came in and took care of business last night, and we just did not play very well at all. I think their size really discouraged us from getting into our offensive flow, and we knew we'd have to rebound well, and we didn't do a very good job of that. So the only thing we can say is that's the type of team you're going to have to play and beat if you want to go to the state tournament or make a run in sub-state. So hopefully all these experiences with these really good teams prepare us for a deep run, hopefully, in sub-state.
Yeah, well, that's good, because your sub-state this year is not at Silver Lake. I mean, you're the one league team out of the Big 7 that will go to Pomona and compete against some different teams, so that's good, because we look at your upcoming schedule, and here's another ranked team and on the road. It's number 4, Nemaha Central. So, as you mentioned, certainly another tough challenge here Friday.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I told our guys. Would we rather play a bunch of teams that we know going in we have a good chance to beat, or are we going to play some teams that have a really good chance of beating us, and we have a chance to respond and get better and play well against really good teams? And that's what I'd rather have. And I know that's only going to make us better. Playing in the Big 7 makes you tough. I saw a stat somewhere the other day where I think our teams were 33-10 outside of the Big 7. So that's what you're going to get. You're going to get really good teams every night, but it's better than, you know, playing teams that, you know, maybe don't give you as much of a challenge and then go into sub-state, you know, and get smacked right away. So hopefully this is just preparing us. We're taking our lumps. We're slowly getting better. And we're just going to keep competing and know what, you know, it's not going to be easy, and that's okay.
You bet. Well, best of luck in the next game. And Tuesday night it'll be on the road with a trip to Riverside as well. Coach, appreciate it. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Coach Matt Simmons, the Perry Lecompton Coaches Show is brought to you by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry.